Shishi. Ves Yehuda shalach lefanav el Yosef. And Yehuda, Yaakov sent before him to go to Yosef, lehoreis lefanav Goshna, to instruct how to settle in the land of Goshen, lefanav, before Yaakov gets there. He wanted Yehuda to find out exactly how to settle in the land before Yaakov and the rest of the family would come. That is Rashi's first pshat. Rashi brings down a medrash that says, lehoreis lefanav Goshna means that he sent Yehuda to make a Beis HaTalmud in Mitzrayim, a house of study, Shemisham Teitzei Hara, that from there, instruction and halachas, learning, will come out of there. Yaakov did not want to go down to Mitzrayim, a place which was a Mokim Tumah, until he had a Beis Medrash over there, a place that the Shvatim will be able to learn Torah and counter the bad influences of Mitzrayim. Vayavoyu Arza Goshen. And then the rest of the family came to the land of Goshen. Vayeser Yosef Merkaftoi, and Yosef himself tied his horses to his chariots. Vayal Likras Yisrael Aviv, and he went up towards Yaakov his father. The pasuk says over here that Yosef himself tied his horses to his chariots, and this was in order to be quick for the honor of his father. Although Yosef had many servants, in order to be Mizdarez Lekavid Aviv, he himself tied his horses to his chariots. And we find a similar thing in Parshas Vayera concerning Avram, Perik Chav Beis, Pasuk Gimel. When Avram was going to the Akedah, it says, Vayachavosh Eschamoroi. Avram himself saddled his donkey. Although Eliezer and Yishmael were there, he did it himself in order to be Mizdarez for the mitzvah of Akedas Yitzchak. So we see two people did something that was really not bakovedik for them. It was not becoming of them to do such an act. Yosef, the king of Mitzrayim, Avram, the leader of the nations, should go and saddle their own donkeys, tie their horses to their chariots. But in order to do a mitzvah, they did something that was not typical. On the other hand, we find that Paroi in Parshas Beshalach, Perik Yudalit Pasuk Vav, the pasuk says, "Vayeser es richboy." Paroi himself tied his horses to his chariots in order to fight against Klal Yisrael. And also in Parshas Balak, Perik Chav Beis, Pasuk Chav Aleph, we find that Bilam also saddled his donkey, "Vayachavosh es asoinoi." He did it by himself in order to go and curse Klal Yisrael. Avram and Yosef did this act in the positive way, and Paroi and Bilam did it in the negative way. Vayera Elov, and he appeared before him. Yosef appeared before his father. Vayipol al tzavarov, and he fell on Yaakov's neck. Vayefk al tzavarov oid, and he cried excessively on Yaakov's neck. Rashi is medayik that we do not find Yaakov falling onto Yosef's neck or crying on Yosef's neck. Why is this so? And Rashi explains, because our Rabbanim say that Yaakov was being Kore Eshema, he was laying Kriyashma. The Mefarshim ask, if it was the time of Kriyashma, so why wasn't Yosef also being Kore Eshema? Some Mefarshim learn that Yaakov was being Kore Eshema because at this time, it was the beginning of the time of Zman Kriyashma, and Yaakov wanted to be Mekayim the Mitzvah right away. This reason, Makdimin LeMitzvahs. But since Yosef was being Oisik BeMitzvah, he was busy with the Mitzvah of Kibud Av V'Em. He was able to push off the Mitzvah of Kriyashma and do it a little bit later. Although he will not be Mekayim the Mitzvah in the same situation of Zrizin Makdimin LeMitzvahs, but since he was Oisik B'Mitzvah, Potem in HaMitzvah, he was able to be Mekayim the Mitzvah of Kibud Av V'Em first, and then Lein Kriyashma. Others learn that it was really not the Zman Kriyashma, and the reason why Yaakov was Lein in Kriyashma was because since Yaakov did not see Yosef for 22 years, you can imagine the state of Simcha and happiness that Yaakov had at that time. The high level of emotions that were coming out of Yaakov at that time. Yaakov wanted to use this level of simcha for a mitzvah, for the service of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Therefore, he leined Kriyashma, he was Kore Shema, he was Makabel O Malchus Shemayim, with this great simcha that he had for seeing Yosef after 22 years. Vayomer Yisrael El Yosef. Then Yaakov said to Yosef, Amusa Hapam. Rashi says the Pashup Shat means, even if I die at this time, I will be comforted. Once I have seen your face, that you are alive. Even if I die now, I will still be happy, because I see that you are alive. Rashi brings down a second shot, that Yaakov thought that he was going to die twice. Once in Olam Hazeh, and once in Olam Haba. He was afraid that he lost Olam Haba because he saw that the Shekhinah went away from him, departed from him. He felt that maybe HaKadosh Baruch Hu will hold him responsible for the death of Yosef, and therefore he will lose Olam Haba. But when he saw that Yosef was alive, he knew that he will not be punished for Yosef's death. Then he said, Amusa Hapam, now I see that I will only die once in this world. Once I see that you are alive, I will not die in Olam Haba. It is interesting to note that we see over here, when Yosef met Yaakov after 22 years, the pasuk goes into detail describing the emotions of Yosef when he met Yaakov, his father, after so many years, and what Yaakov said. Pasuk Chavtes and Pasuk Lamed discuss these emotions. But it's interesting that Yaakov was also away from his father Yitzchak for 22 years. And in Parshas Vayishlach, we also see the encounter of Yaakov and Yitzchak in Perek Lamed Hei, Pasuk Chav Zayin. The Pasuk says, Vayova Yaakov el Yitzchak Aviv Mamre Kiryas Ha'arba. All it says is that Yaakov came back to Yitzchak, his father. The Torah does not give any description about the emotion and the happiness between the two after not seeing each other for 22 years. Why does the Torah go into such description concerning Yosef and Yaakov, and there is no description at all concerning Yaakov and Yitzchak? And the pasuk continues, Vayomer Yosef el Echov, and Yosef said to his brothers, Velbeis Aviv, and to his father's house, Ele va'agida lepari, I will go up and relate to Pari, va'omro elov, and say to him, Achai, my brothers, uveis avi, and my father's house, asher be'eretz Canaan, from the land of Canaan, bo'u eloi, they have come to me, v'hanoshim royetzoin, and I will also tell Pari that these men are shepherds, ki anshe mikne hayu, because they have always been cattlemen, v'tzoinom uvekorom, v'chol asher lohem heviu, their sheep, their cattle, and everything they own, they brought with them, v'hoya ki yikru lohem Pari, and it will be when Pari will call you, v'omar, and he will ask you, mama seichem, what is your occupation, v'amartem, you shall say to him, Anshe mikne hoyu avodecho, cattlemen were your servants, minu urenu vad oto, from our young age until now, gam anachnu, us, gam avoseinu, also our fathers, bavur teishu beretz Goshen, in order that he will let you live in the land of Goshen, which will be good for you, because Goshen is a very fertile land, and there is a lot of grazing for cattle. Once Pari hears that you are not experts in any other field but being shepherds, he will further himself from you, and he will place you in the land of Goshen. And furthermore, Kisayavas Mitzrayim Kol Rayetzayin, he will not want you to be near him, because all shepherds are an abomination to the Mitzrayim. Since shepherds are always around sheep, and do not have much respect for sheep, that is an abomination to the Mitzrayim, because the Mitzrayim worship the sheep. Therefore he will place you far away from him in the land of Goshen. Vayova Yosef, and Yosef came, Vayagid Lepari, and he told Pari, Vayomer, and he said, Ovi, my father, Va'achai, and my brothers, V'tzoinom uvekorom, their sheep and their cattle, V'chol asher lohem, and everything they own, Bo'u me'eretz Canaan, have come from the land of Canaan, V'hinom be'eretz Goshen, and now they are in the land of Goshen. U'miksei echov lokach chamisha anoshim, and the weakest of his brothers, he took five of them. He took the five weakest of the Shvatim, Vayatzigeim lefnei Pari, and he placed them before Pari. He took the weaker ones, because he was afraid if Pari will see that they are mighty, he will take them to be soldiers in his army. Rashi brings down a machloikis, who the five weakest of the Shvatim were. The Bereishis Rabbah learns that they were Reuven, Shimon, Levi, Yisachar, and Binyamin. These were the ones whose names were not repeated twice in Parshas Vezeis HaBracha. But the Gemara in Baba Kama learns just the opposite. The ones whose names were repeated twice were the weaker ones. And they were God, Naphtali, Don, Zevulun, and Asher. Vayomer Pari el Echov. And Pari said to his brothers, Mama Seichem, what is your occupation? Vayomer el Pari, and they said to Pari, Royetzayin avodecho, gam anachnu gam aviseinu. Your servants have been shepherds, us and our fathers, for many years. Vayomer el Pari, and they said to Pari, Logur ba'oretz bonu, We came to live in the land, ki ein mira latzon asher lavodecho, because we did not have any grazing for our sheep, ki chavid harov be'eretz Canaan, because the hunger was very great in the land of Canaan. V'ata yeshvuna avodecho be'eretz Goshen, and now please let your servants live in the land of Goshen. Vayomer Pari el Yosef lemer, and Pari said to Yosef, saying, Avicho v'achecho bo'ei lecho, your father and your brothers have come to you. Eretz Mitzrayim lefonecho hi, the land of Mitzrayim is before you. B'meitav ha'oretz hoshev es avicho v'sachecho, in the best of the land, settle your father and your brothers. Yeshvu be'eretz Goshen, let them live in the land of Goshen. V'im yodata, and if you know, v'yeshvam an shechayel, and there is amongst them capable men, capable shepherds, v'samtam, and place them, sorry mikna ala sherli, place them managers over my cattle. Vayove Yosef es Yaakov Oviv, and Yosef brought Yaakov his father, vayamideu lifnei Pharaoh, and he stood him up before Pharaoh. This is an interesting lashon, vayamideu, he stood him up. Balaturim learns that since Yaakov was very old, Yosef had to support his father in order for him to stand. Vayamideu, he held him standing before Pharaoh. Arachayim learns differently. He says, quoting the Gemara in Moed Katan, that Pharaoh was very short. And Yosef wanted to show Yaakov, look at this king of Mitzrayim. Look at him, he's nothing. Vayamideu lifnei Pharaoh. He had to stand him in front of him in order to show who Pharaoh was. He was so small, he had to actually place Yaakov before him in order that Yaakov should be able to see him. Vayivarech Yaakov es Pharaoh, and Yaakov blessed Pharaoh. Rashi learned that this Vayivarech does not actually mean a bracha, but rather it means a greeting. He greeted Pharaoh like one who has not seen the king in a long time. Vayomer Pharaoh el Yaakov, and Pharaoh said to Yaakov, Kamo yimei shnei chayecho, how many are the days of the years of your life? Yaakov looked very old, so Pharaoh asked, how old are you? Vayomer Yaakov el Pharaoh, Yaakov answered Pharaoh, Yimei shnei migurai shloishim u'ma'a shana, the days of the years of my gerus, of my being a stranger, of my wanderings, are 130 years. I am really not that old. I look old because my life was very hard. Ma'at viroim, my days are few, viroim, and they were very bad. Hayu yimei shnei chayai were the days of the years of my life. That's why I look so old. And they did not reach to the days of the years of the life of my fathers, bimei migurehem, in the days of their lifetime. Rashi learns that Yaakov could not have been saying that I did not live as long as my fathers, because Yaakov was not about to die yet. So why would he say I did not reach the age of my father? Therefore Rashi learns, v'lohisigu l'toiva, my days did not reach in goodness to the days of my fathers. My fathers had a lot better life than I did. Vayivarech Yaakov es Pharaoh. Over here it means literally that Yaakov blessed Pharaoh. Anybody who was departing from before the king would bless the king. And Yaakov benched Pharaoh. He gave him a bracha that whenever he would come to the Nile, the waters of the Nile would come up toward him and overflow and irrigate the land of Mitzrayim. Vayetzei milifnei Pharaoh, and then he went out from before Pharaoh. Going back for a second to Pasuk Ches and Tes, Dasakena Mibali Atosfis quotes a Medrash who says that when Yaakov complained and said that his life was very hard, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, why are you complaining? I saved you from Esav. I saved you from Lavan. I returned Dina to you, and I returned Yosef to you, and you're complaining about your life? Therefore HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, I will take the words of your complaints, the words of Pasuk Ches and Pasuk Tes, which total 33 words. I will take that number and subtract it from the years of your life. You were really supposed to live as long as your father Yitzchak, 180 years. But since you complained, and you said 33 words of complaint, therefore I will subtract 33 from 180, and you will live 147 years. Reb Chaim Shmulevitz asks, why were all 33 words considered a taina on Yaakov Avinu? If you look, Pasuk Tes was the Pasuk that Yaakov complained to Pharaoh. Vayomer Yaakov al Pharaoh yimei shnei migurai v'chulu. Pasuk Ches are the words that Pharaoh said to Yaakov. Pharaoh asked Yaakov, how old are you? So why is Yaakov being punished for Pasuk Ches also, the words in Pasuk Ches? Because the total of 33 we can only reach with Pasuk Ches also. Reb Chaim Shmulevitz answers that the reason why Yaakov was punished for the question of Paroi is because he must have done something to provoke Paroi to ask how old he was. He must have showed himself as if he was an old man. He must have given a krechs, a sigh, as if things were bothering him. And that provoked Paroi to ask this question, Kama yimei shnei chayecha. Therefore, he was punished also for the words of Paroi, the question of Paroi, Kama yimei shnei chayecha. Zakt Rashi Pasuk Chavches. Lahoreis lefonov. Kitagumai, like Targum says, lefanos loy mokoim, to clear out a place, ulahoreis, and to instruct, heich gisyashiv ba, how to settle in Goshen. Lefanov, before him, koidem shiagi lasham. Before Yaakov will reach there, he wanted Yehuda to instruct how to settle there. Umedrash Agada, lahoreis lefanov, means lesaken loy beis ha-talmud, to prepare in Goshen a house of study. Shemisham teitzei hara, from there will come out instructions and halachos. That's what it means, lahoreis lefanov, to make a beis ha-talmud a beis hara. Vayesa Yosef Markaftoi, Yosef himself tied his horses to his chariot. Hu atzmai osar es asusim. He himself tied the horses, lemerkava, to the chariot. Lizdariz lekavid aviv, to be quick to honor his father. Vayera elov, and he appeared before him. Zakrashi Yosef nira el aviv. Yosef appeared before his father. Some of Farshim learn that Rashi is stressing that although Yosef was elated and besimcha to see his father, his main purpose was to give his father simcha. That's why Rashi says, Yosef nira el aviv. His main purpose was that Yosef shall be seen before his father, and his father should have the simcha. He wasn't really so interested in his own purpose, in his own simcha. Vayef al tzavar oid. What's the lashon of oid? Lashon harbois bechia. It means he cried excessively. Vechein ki lo al ish yosem oid. Hashem does not place too much on a person. Lashon riboy. Oid is a lashon of excess. Hu eino sum olav ilois noisefes al chatov. HaKadosh Baruch Hu does not place more accusations greater than his sins. Afkan, here also, harbe vahoisef bibechi. Yoser al arogel. He cried excessively, more than what was typical. Aval Yaakov lo nafal al tzavar Yosef. Yaakov did not fall on the neck of Yosef, v'lo noshkoi, and did not kiss him. V'amru rabbeisenu, our rabbonim say, shehoya kore eshema, because he was reading and laying in kriyashma. Amusa hapam, pshuta kitagumai, the pashup shat is like Targum says, even if I die now, I will be comforted, because I see that Yosef is alive. Umid rashay, sava ha yisi lamus shtemisais, ba'oilamazeh ula oilamabo. I thought that I would die two deaths, one in this world, one in Olam Haba. Shinastalkim imeni Shechina, because the Shechina departed from me. Vayisi Omer, Shiitva eini HaKadosh Baruch Hu misascha. And I thought, the reason why the Shechina went away from me is because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is blaming on me, your death. Therefore, I thought I would die in this world, and also in Olam Haba. I would lose Olam Haba. Achshav she'od chachai, now that I see that you are still alive, la'omos elapam achas, I will only die one time, ba'olam hazeh, amusa hapam, now I see that I will only die once. Maskil David asks, over here we see that Rashi says, the reason why Yaakov thought that he was going to lose olam haba was because he thought HaKadosh Baruch Hu would punish him and blame him for Yosef's death. Rashi in Parashas Vayeshev, Perek Lamed Zayin, Pasuk Lamed Hey, says a different reason. The Pasuk says, Yaakov said, Ki erid el bini avel she'ola, I will go down because of my son, in mourning, she'ola to Gehenim, Rashi says. Yaakov stated that he had a haftacha, that as long as none of his children died during his lifetime, muftachani she'eni roi Gehenim, I am assured that I will not see Gehenim. But now that Yosef has died, I do not have this haftacha, and I am afraid that I will see Gehenim. Erid el bani avel sha'ila. I will go down because of my son in mourning to Gehenim. So over there, in Parashas Vayeshev, we see that Yaakov was afraid of seeing Gehenim and not getting Olam Haba because he did not have the haftacha anymore. Why couldn't he say this pshat in Parashas Vayigash? Why does he have to come on to a new reason that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will blame Yosef's death on him? Why couldn't he just say that since Yosef was not alive, I don't have the haftacha anymore? Maskil David answers that the reason of Parshas Vayeshev is not a definite reason. All it is saying is that that as long as one of the children die, I don't have this haftacha. It is not definite that I will not see Gehenna. It's possible I will, and it's possible I will not. Over here, the pasuk seems to say, Amusa hapam. Yaakov said, now I see, since Yosef is alive, that I will only die once. But beforehand, I thought I will definitely die twice, once in this world and once in the next world. Since Yaakov was saying that I definitely will die in Olam Haba, it must be for a different reason, because the reason mentioned in Parashat Vayeshev is not a reason that he definitely will die in Olam Haba. It's just the reason that he does not have the Haftacha that he for sure will not see Gehenna. Maybe he will, maybe he won't. Therefore, Rashi brings down another reason. Since Yaakov thought that he will be blamed for Yosef's death, that was the reason that he definitely will die Ba'olam Haba. But once he saw that Yosef was alive, he said, Amusa hapam, I will only die in this world. Zok Rashi, Va'omra Elov, and I will say to Pare, Achai, my brothers and my father's house have come. Ve'oid, and I will also say to Pare, Ve'oid Omerloi, and also I will say to him, Vohanoshim Royetzoin, and these men are shepherds. Bavoteshu Be'eretz Goshen, you shall say you are shepherds. This way he will place you in the land of Goshen. Ve'hi Tzrichalachem, and that's good for you. Shehi Eretz Mireh, it is a land of grazing. When you will say to him that you are not experts in any other melacha, he will further you from him, and he will place you over there. And also another reason why he will further himself from you, because shepherds are an abomination to Mitzrayim, because sheep are gods to Mitzrayim. And since shepherds work with sheep and know the truth about the sheep, therefore the Mitzrayim do not like the shepherds. Umikse Echov, Yosef took part of his brothers, the five weaker ones, Minabachusim Shebahem Ligvura, the weakest ones, She'ein Nirim Gibarim, the ones who do not look so strong, She'im Yira Oisam Gibarim, if Yosef would have shown Pare the strongest ones, Yasa Oisam Anshe Mechama, he would have made them into soldiers of his army. Ve'elahem, and these are the five weaker ones, Ruvain, Shimon, Levi, Yisachar, Ubinyamin, Oisam Shalai Kofal Moshe Shemoisam Kishabercham, the ones who Moshe did not repeat their names twice in Parshas Vizois HaBracha when he blessed them. Aval Shemos HaGibarim Kofal, the names of the mighty ones, their names are doubled over in Parshas Vizois HaBracha. Vizois Lihuda Vayomar Shema Hashem Kol Yehuda, so we see the name of Yehuda twice. Ula God Amar, Baruch Marchiv God. Ula Naftali Amar, Naftali Sivar Rotzoim. Ula Don Amar, Don Gur Aryeh. V'chein Zvulun, V'chein La'asher. Zvulun and Asher, their names are also repeated twice. They are the stronger ones. Zeu Lashon Bereishis Rabbah. This is the Lashon of the Bereishis Rabbah, Shehi Agodas Eretz Yisrael, which is a Medrash stated in Eretz Yisrael. Ava B'gemor Bavle Shalanu, but in the Gemara Bavlis, Shelanu, the Babylonian Talmud, Matsinu, we find in Masechtas Bava Kamma, Sha'osam, Sha'kofel, Moshe, Shemosam, Heim HaChaloshim, the ones whose names were doubled over and repeated twice. In Parashas Vizayis HaBracha, those were the weak ones. Va'osan, Hevi Lefnei Pare, and those were the ones that were brought before Pare. V'Yehuda, Shehuchbal Shemai, and Yehuda, who obviously was strong, even though his name was doubled over, Lehuchbal, it was not doubled over mishum chaloshes because of a weakness. Elatam yesh bedavar, there's a reason why his name was said twice, kideisa bebaba kama, like the Gemara in Baba Kama says. Ubebraisa de Sefri, and in the Braisa of the Sefri, Shaninu, we learned, bevezayis habracha, in parashas vezayis habracha, kemoi begemara shalanu. The Sefri says, just like our Gemara, that the ones who were doubled over were the weaker ones. So Rashi anche chayel, Pari said that if you find amongst them Anshe Chayel, Bekiin Beumnasan Lirasain, men who are experts in their occupation to be shepherds over sheep, then you shall place them as managers ala shali, al tzon shali, over my sheep. Vayvaruch Yaakov, and Yaakov blessed Pari. Rashi says it does not mean a blessing. He she'ela shalom, it means a greeting. Kederach kol hanirim l'fnei ha'malachim, like people who are seen before the kings, lefrakim, from time to time, they give a greeting to Pari. Shnei Megurai, the years of my Megurai, Zagrashi Yimei Gerusi, the years of my Gerus, of my wandering, Kol Yomai Hayisi Ger Ba'aretz, all my days I was a stranger in the land, and my days have not reached in goodness to the days of my fathers. Like anybody who departs from before the Sarim, Mivarchav Oisam, they bless them, Vinoitlim Rishus, and they ask permission to leave. Uma Brocha Berachai, what Brocha did Yaakov give Paroi? Sheyala Nilos Laraglav, that the Nile River should rise to his feet. Lefisha Ein Mitzrayim Shoisame Gishamim, since in Egypt there is not a lot of rainwater, Ela Nilos Oilo Mashke, rather, the Nile River comes up and irrigates the land. Umi Birchasu Shal Yaakov Ve'elech, from the Bracha of Yaakov and on, Hayaparoi bo el Anilus, Paroi would come to the Nile, v'hu oilelik rosoi, and the Nile would come up towards him, umashkeh sa'oretz, and irrigate the land.